blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all the darkness. During my radio show this last week, I was talking about how blaming God for all of the evils in this world, again, is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good that he gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continuously gives through his mercy on a daily basis to each and every one of us. Read Psalm 103. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. Now, after waiting for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and she ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, been very gracious. Now, when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you will find that it is man and sin that man chose to commit, which are responsible for the evils in the world, James 1:12, not God. Man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in this world. It always has been, and it always will be. There are so many wars within and without that, well, they could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory, and yet because he rebels against his God and his Creator, wars continue and man has the audacity to blame his God. When you go through the Ten Commandments, you can see the reason for the evil in which we see in this world. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you serve other gods? Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Do you serve a God that, well, overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, so on and so forth? Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Do you practice what you preach? Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you honor your God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? Number five, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Are you angry with your brother without a cause? Matthew 5. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Have you looked upon a man or a woman to lust after them? Again, Matthew 5. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Have you stolen something, great or small, regardless of its value? Number nine is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you told a lie before? Number 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Have you lusted after something that does not belong to you? Read Exodus 20 in the whole. Remember what Noah Webster said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Friends, have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Because therein lies the evil that prevails in this world, Romans 7:14 through 25. And before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violation towards God's holy law in John 3:16 in order to establish the light. And we got about 15 seconds. And we're moving up into 10 seconds. And then we are moving up into 5 seconds. 2, 1, here we go. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. We've got a brand new facelift over at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years in ministry, and yes, it's been that long. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also have 8 to 10 articles posted every day from yours truly, Tim Brown, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Stores over there, schedules over there, everything that you need, including an information source like that of our forefathers, namely the Sons of Liberty, who in 1772 established something called the Committee of Correspondence. They kept the colonies awake to what was going on concerning the Redcoats that were working for the tyrant across the pond. Well, it's the same thing that we're supposed to be doing here, and that's the reason for the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and if you want to call in at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. Folks, again, I know that I'm hitting a lot of information, and I'm dumping a lot of information on you. There is a reason they call this the fastest hour on national radio, and I'm not the one that has coined that. The listeners have, and they have coined that phrase for a couple decades now concerning the radio show. Does that mean we're all getting older? I think it does. But anyways, don't wait till the last. This is the point. Please don't wait until the last segment. If I don't hit anything until the last segment, I understand why you're calling in during that particular time. But do your best to go ahead and add to, take away Jude 3 and 4, if so, that you choose to do so, okay? Again, I want to give you a call, number 1-281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, one of the things that I continuously reiterate on this show, friends, is going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And I'm always trying to make points with my listeners not to allow history to repeat itself in a negative way. And we talk about wheel and woe over here, and I'm talking about the fact that when you look at Scripture, friends, a wheel is a blessing of the Lord, and the woe is a curse coming from the Lord. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 comes to my aid that during a siege, the foreigner will come into the land through a siege, which means a slow takeover, and they will become the head and not the tail, okay? And then you will become the tail, and they will become the head. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments, but I've continuously have blown the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3 here, faithfully, okay? Regardless if, again, not trying to claim to be anybody or anything in the body of Christ, but I am saying that I am his child and I've been faithful to this one thing. This is the drum that I continuously pound on, that the American people need justice, and if people don't bring forth justice, what's going to happen is their enemies are going to come in and they're going to bear rule. That's exactly what we're seeing today. And this is one of the things that I've been showing you, friends, that since the 1970s, since the, namely the Muslims that have come in, who are known to do the very things that they're doing to you today, they've been committing crimes against the American people since the 1970s. So we've been hearing this hissing for some time in this country, and now for some reason or another, we've allowed the governors and the mayors throughout the United States of America, along with the federal government, who have treasonously allured these people into this country for the very purposes in which they're acting out upon us today. It's a justice. It's a judgment. But that also includes corrupt politicians as well. It does include those that are being used to bring judgment upon a people. No one's exempt from this justice that the Lord brings. Okay, so we're in a time of receiving the wheel now. Has anybody been paying attention to what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan? Okay, we see it in Minneapolis. We see it in New York now with Zohran Mamdani. We'll be talking about him in a moment again, just to let you know as to how they are moving this agenda forward with the help of your corrupt politicians that are working for the Zionist, who said that the Muslims are the broom that they use to basically eradicate their political opposition. And again, friends, in question, who's their political opposition? Goyim. And who are the Goyim? Gentiles. Who are they? They're the white people, friends, the Christians. That's why Donald Trump is trying to push Noahide laws right now. That's a different topic, but it's still in coinciding with what we're hitting here right now. I want to bring you over to, and I got to be careful here because there's some swearing, and for those that are listening, you're going to get it. I don't really need to narrate outside of the fact that what I'm seeing here is a man that claims to be a Christian that's going into Dearborn City, and then suddenly he's surrounded by a mob of chanting Muslims saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Also pay attention to the audio in which you're going to hear, in the video in which my social media platform viewers are going to see, when you're going to see a guy towards the end of the video here, it's a real short video, talk about burn, burn, burn be, burn be. That's what the Muslims are saying to the Christians, right? And then all of a sudden, when the camera's on him, right on cue, and I've shared this with you 1,000 times, if you can learn this, you're going to learn how the enemy operates. They play the victim while they perpetuate the crime. They slap your face, they pull your hair, they slap it on the other side, and then the other side again. And then when the cameras appear, they play the victim and accuse others of the crimes that they're guilty of. Okay? That's what they do. So listen carefully. And again, I'm doing my best, friends, to try to basically redact any swear words or censor any swear words. But if I miss out on a few, do forgive me. But I just want you to hear what's going on in Dearborn right now, where the Muslims are basically coming forth in a siege, an open siege, an insurrection, attacking Christian men, telling them to get out. Listen carefully.
I believe they're going to cancel this.
Okay. I know he says the F word a couple times.
I don't have bananas. Chill out.
Yeah, they were swearing. This is Dearborn, Michigan right now.
This is not America. Chris, this is an insurgency.
Listen to the Muslims attacking the Christians, Americans. This is Dearborn, Michigan, if you're just joining us.
People are pushing.
Okay, now listen carefully.
This is Dearborn, Michigan right now.
Yes, this is Dearborn, Michigan.
Okay, any now what happened? So this is the same guy that was saying, burn B, burn B, burn B. Now the cameras are on him. Now listen carefully to what he does. He accuses the Christians in their own country of the crimes that the Muslims are calling forth against the Christians.
If you can't be peaceful, every race.
If you can't be peaceful, he said. Folks, they know how to play the game. The American people haven't awakened to it yet. Folks, this is what Goebbels said. Accuse the others of what you're guilty of. It's the same thing that Satan does. He's the accuser of the brethren. This is happening now in America, not a third world country. Just thought I'd let you know that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Send it to you and have you do it.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSradio.com.
Okay, bye.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Yep. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You guys understand what's going on over here, how we're being targeted, because we're one of the only base phones ministries across the country that are telling people what it is that they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. I just highlighted the fact that in Dearborn, Michigan right now, you had a couple Christians go inside and basically show you Dearborn, Michigan. And in the process of doing so, they were surrounded by Muslims saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, demonizing Christians in their own homeland. Now, again, people are saying, well, why is this happening? Because, listen carefully, they hate your guts because what you've allowed politicians to incite against their nations. That's a fact. They want vengeance upon the American people for what the American people tolerated through the corrupt politicians and the crimes that they're responsible for committing against their countries. That's what they want. They want vengeance. You reap what you sow. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. And again, if you want to be impartial in judgment, I would strongly suggest that you do that and make sure that you're on the side of right, regardless of what side you're standing on, because it's better to be on the side of the Lord than you not on his side. And we need to tell the truth regardless of how it stands against us or for us, America, because until we take responsibility for what we've tolerated and take responsibility for what we are again responsible for, nothing's going to change, and it starts there. And I'm not justifying anything these people are doing in Dearborn, but I am saying, as a matter of fact, if I was in Michigan, I would be out there with those guys right now protesting what's going on in that city. I mean, you got Muslims that are coming in and conquering, and that's exactly what they said they would do. That's why they're not putting their hand on the Bible, because it runs antithetical, friends, to their said faith. Okay. And I just want to lay to the candor of these people. If your God was God, then why is it that you had to come over here? Or why is it that you have to go over to Europe? Or why is it that you have to go over to the UK? Whatever the case might be. Friends, their purpose is to conquer, and that's exactly what they're saying to you. They're not hiding any of that. And that's what you're seeing in Dearborn, Michigan today. Again, we're working up to Zohran Mamdani really quick. I want you to see this. In Chicago, this is brand new information. This was just yesterday. A woman set on fire on Chicago transit train after man pours fluid on her and then ignites her. Okay, these are foreign crimes, people. And I'm just here to tell you, listen, just listen to me carefully. Listen to me all, good, bad, indifferent, it matters not. I am not going to tolerate this in my country. I am not going to tolerate people abusing our people. I'm not going to allow it. My love does not tolerate that, okay? My love looks out for my brother because I am his keeper. And we have laws in this country that when we see a crime being committed, we are obligated by God and by his law. Which, by the way, what is the fulfilling of the law? Love. Right? Matthew 22, 37, 38, and 39. Read it when you get a moment. I am obligated by law to look out for my brother. And why is that? Because we are to do for others what we'd expect them to do for us. Let me say it again. Am not going to tolerate crimes being committed against my people. I am not going to do it. I'm not going to be a part of that lot. Okay? I just want to make clear. Okay, men, it's time for you to stand up and be men, because this kind of nonsense that's going on in this country, we're beginning to see it now. The stuff that's going on in this country is the beginning, and you have all the power in the world to put a stop to it right now. And if it goes any further than what it does right now, it's because you've given permission for them to do the things that they're responsible for doing. Speaking of Muslims, I want you to hear this, because this just came across my desk a couple days ago, and I had it pulled up, and I want you to listen carefully, because you guys all know who Ilhan Omar is, and you all know the story that when I was in St. Cloud, I did that college as a matter of fact, but we heard a lady named Ilhan Omar, who was a Muslim, was going to be speaking at the college. And well, what I did is I took myself and my kids, because I wanted them to see what it is that they were up against, and I took my kids to this, what they called an event. There was probably 50 people there. Majority of more Muslims and the rest of more sodomites. Notice, friends, the method in how they do what they do. They, again, perpetuate the crime. They play the victim. For example, the sodomites, they say it's homophobic to speak out against them, and they want you to believe that they're the victims. Well, America knows the difference now, that they're not the victims. Now they understand why the Lord condemns them and calls them an abomination. Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13 and Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26, not in that order, but you get the point. And also when you look at the Muslims learning from the sodomites, what do? They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. America now sees the crimes that they're responsible for committing. But when you stand against them, what do? They call you racist. They call you what? Islamophobic, right? They're copying the sodomites. See, this is what people need to pay attention to. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. Do you see what happens? Once you accept what the Lord calls an abomination, in which our laws in every state of our union condemn, once you give it a pass, then what you see on the backside of that are those that are going to go ahead and systematically and methodically use the same method to overthrow law. And that's what the people of this country are allowing to happen. Go back to St. Cloud with me. So we walk in, we see Ilhan Omar, we see the sodomite that was putting on the event for Ilhan Omar. And once we get in there, as I said earlier, I'm guessing probably 30 of the people were Muslims in there showing support for Ilhan Omar. Nobody really knew who she was. She just kind of came out of nowhere, just like Barack Hussein Obama did. And before you know it, they're completely promoted. I'll get to that in a moment. But here's Ilhan Omar sitting on a chair like a 15-year-old kid in detention, having nothing to say but looking down, not even knowing really what she's there to do or how she's supposed to do what she's been appointed to do, because Americans, she's been installed to subvert. That's the purpose that there's an Ilhan Omar, and the list goes on. But when it comes into particular with Ilhan Omar, she was asked a question at the very end of the time that they had their little baby event that only 50 people came to, because again, nobody knew who Ilhan Omar was. Once a question was poised to her, she did not know how to respond to it. The only thing she could say was, this and that and this and that. And friends, I got to be honest, I expected more. But you have to understand, they appoint these scoundrels because they can control these scoundrels, and you see them in politics in both federal and state government. You see them also using these people as a political battering ram to upend who we are, and they choose as their leaders scoundrels as well. 1 Kings 13:33. She didn't know how to answer any of the questions. And before you knew it, friends, she's in office, occupying a representative position in the 5th District, where Keith Ellison, who's also a traitor to his own people, his own God and his own people, literally, she takes over his district, which is the 5th District, which has the highest rate for what? According to the FBI, the highest rate and the highest recruitment statistic, friends, for people that are called out to fight on the behalf of ISIS, which, by the way, is another CIA operation. I just want to make it clear and make it clear that you understand the whole purpose of the CIA is to do what? And what have, I don't care what they or how they identify. What have they been responsible for? Okay, they're subversive, are they not? Yes, they're very subversive. And what's their whole objective, friends? Not only to be subversive, but what? To overthrow governors and governments, folks. That is the hit. Go online, do a little homework on the CIA and type in John Stockton. He'll start giving you quote after quote after quote concerning what they've been responsible for since he's been a part of it. We've had Kevin Shipp on the show, former CIA, who's suing the CIA for their crimes. Friends, Ilhan Omar is installed to do what she's doing. She is committing high crimes against the American people. And I've set that up for you to now hear this. Listen carefully. This is Ilhan Omar and her family. This will make perfect sense to anybody that thinks.
Ilhan Omar is an example, okay? She comes from a family, and they call her a refugee who came from Somalia, right? They call her a refugee. Her family were the governing party, the Marxist Islamist government in Somalia, who were overthrown and then fled. Now, technically, that makes her a refugee, but she wasn't fleeing oppression, or rather, her family weren't fleeing oppression. They were fleeing justice. They were fleeing their own people, holding them to account for the dictatorship that they had established.
So what's being said here, friends, is Ilhan Omar and her family, she claims to be a refugee here, calling out to the American people to show mercy and afford her asylum. But what they didn't tell us was the truth, because Ilhan Omar and her family weren't fleeing oppression from the government that she came from or the country she came from. They were fleeing justice. They were being sought out for the crimes of her family that they committed against their own people. That's why there's the Ilhan Omar in America. Again, that's why there's an Ilhan Omar in America. People, you need to wake up as to how these people are being handpicked to do the things that they're doing to you today. Again, the Lord's in control of the wheel and the woe. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend. It seems in Texas nobody's answering the phone for you, so it's all yours. What say you?
Oh, Steve from Minnesota. I thought something seemed odd because it didn't work the way it normally does.
Right. Yeah, he's not picking that phone up. Sorry about that.
No problem. Well, something you said at the beginning caught my attention, where that the people coming into this country wanna harm us because of what our governments did to their countries.
Yep.
And you know, that's something that's always troubled me about the immigration thing, because I was in the military 8 years, and I spent a lot of time in Central America. I'd go to Panama 3-4 times a year, and we'd fly cargo all around Central America. And I know we weren't benefiting them, those countries.
Yep.
You know, our governments had puppets in there, and we did a lot of bad things. And so once we bankrupt those countries for our country, certain people's financial gains, and then they come into this country, and now all of a sudden we want to exploit them for cheap labor. I remember one former governor candidate that had a radio show, and she said she didn't want to pay $20 for a Big Mac. So she was fine with crimes being violated to get her a cheap Big Mac, but when we were tanking the construction industry because certain people got benefits from the cheap labor, but the people that obeyed the laws didn't, then, you know, that's why we are where we are today, because nobody took responsibility for the crimes their governments commit.
Okay, so when you were in Central America, what exactly was the dictator, you know, the one that they sold to us as a dictator? Which one was it that they overthrew by the use of our military, Steve? I'm curious.
Well, like Noriega when he was running Panama.
That's right. That was a power grab, correct? That was just overthrowing a drug dealer so the CIA could come in and take that power and that authority and disperse the drugs for themselves. Is that incorrect or is that correct?
No, that's correct. They gave the power to them to begin with, and they took it away. It was just basically like firing an employee.
That's right. That's right. And yet they have to go ahead and do a little bit of a campaign here in America to brainwash us as to who we need to take down next. And the American people haven't learned from that. And somehow or another, Stephen, it bothers me. It really does. Because at the end of the day, we're going to reap what we sow, Galatians 6, 7, 8, and 9. And there's no getting away from it. But what we allow them to do to other countries, it's going to come back to us. And that's what we're beginning to see is the chickens are coming home to roost. And there's no question about it. And in many ways, some people will say, well, Bradley, are you a traitor? No, as I said earlier, I want to be on the Lord's side here because we're to be impartial when it comes to judgment. In many of the things that are being said against who we are as a people, Steve, it's true what the foreigners are saying against us and about us. And for me to sit there and side with the politicians is only adding more strength to the tyrannies that they committed against those people, and I'm not going to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I sat there at my Veterans Day banquet thinking, you know, what have we done? You know, I wasn't serving the Constitution protecting anybody's human rights. We were just obeying orders. And should I be surprised after what we've done overseas? Now they don't respect anybody's human rights here.
You're right. No, I'm with you, Steve. I mean, I see the Lord has apparently given us a different lens to see what others don't want to see or can't see. And I believe that's the importance of being responsible with the lens that he has given us by waking up other people and saying, hey, this is what we're seeing and this is the truth of the matter. Look at the fruit that's on their tree, because if we refuse to do that, it's going to happen again. And again, Steve, we don't want this to happen to our posterity. We don't want what we see on the horizon right now falling to our posterity, but that's where it's going to go if the American people do not put the hammer down upon the heads of the criminals and for the crimes that they're responsible for committing against anybody. It matters not. It really doesn't. I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Well, I think the answer is that instead of wrecking those people's countries so they have to come here so we can exploit them for cheap labor, we got to start with not wrecking their country, and we got to rein in our government, and they got to be decent to everyone, including other people throughout the world.
Amen.
Not just us. We shouldn't be so greedy.
Amen. I totally appreciate the phone call. Again, folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. That was my friend Steve from Minnesota. And again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I'm just going to go ahead and hit this topic, and then tomorrow I'm going to hit several topics again. And one of those being, since we're on this vein concerning what's taking place here, one of the topics was Zohran Mamdani, and I told you I was going to bring this up. And a couple weeks, I think it was about a week, week and a half ago, Zohran Mamdani, the one that claims to be a Marxist, a socialist, a communist, I mean, everything that the devil wants him to be, he's taken the badge and put it on his shirt. And he claims to be a Muslim, and he promises that he wasn't going to put his hand on the Constitution to swear the enumerated laws. He was not going to swear to uphold those enumerated laws, friends. He wasn't going to keep his oath, okay? Which means that would be an act of treason right then and there, okay? Only to find out that when Zohran Mamdani then comes in, and then he wins office, okay? I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I want to make clear that once he wins office, he was acting out almost as a crisis actor in many ways, as to being something that he truly was not. And what am I talking about? He sold himself as a Muslim. He sold himself to the people in New York. And by the way, this is the media putting him up again, because this uniparty system, all those candidates that are being installed right now, it's all being done through the CIA. Don't a word, I'm telling you. That's where it's coming from. Zohran Mamdani just happens to be one of these guys too. He sells himself as a Muslim. He wins office. And the first thing, what does he do, friends? I'm just asking you the question. For those that are paying attention to what's going on, what's the first thing he does? The first thing he does is adjoins himself to, guess who, friends? The Zionist Jews. Remember the week before that? We were told that Zohran said that he would basically arrest none other than Benjamin Mialikowski. Again, you know him as Netanyahu. Remember how he told his supporters that was the first thing he was going to do if Netan thought he was going to come in here? We're going to go ahead and arrest him right on the spot. And then it went over to none other than Donald Trump, that other scoundrel, the one in the People's White House. And what did he say when he found out that Zohrani said that he was going to basically arrest Netanyahu? Netanyahu's on the other side of the table. And of course, Donald is going to suck up to his boss. And what does he do? He says, we'll arrest him. Well, what happened with Donald Trump after Zohran Mamdani wins office? He said, well, we'll see how a communist can run the city. I'm not making this up. Folks, it's a unipart city. But going back to the point, question. Zohran Mamdani, when he won the office, the mayoral office in New York City, again, remember, friends, the people in New York did not vote him in. It was sold to you by the mainstream media that you do not trust that they voted him in. Massive voter fraud. Here I got pulled up on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com. Zohran Mamdani says he will absolutely not be sworn in on the Constitution as New York law requires. Just want you to see it. Just want you to hear it, friends. They're installing foreign dictators in your country. And how did they get there? Well, your sin is finding you out. You've allowed corrupt governors to implement that which is, again, unconstitutional, namely the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda. And when the American people gave it a pass, what happened? What was right on the backside? No pun intended, and I'm not trying to be cute, but what was on the backside? What came in right behind the immoralities that they sold to people and the people accepted? The Muslims, okay? But it gets worse than that. And what am I talking about? I mean, outside of the fact that now, right now, for those that didn't know, Donald Trump is entertaining known terrorists in the People's White House as we speak. Again, for those that have yet to wake up to what's going on in their country, just want to make clear that you do understand that's not it's not Barack Hussein Obama, you know, that foreign sodomite from Kenya. That's in office anymore, that trampled the Constitution over 1,168 times. No, it's not him. It's Donald Trump that has funded Muslim organizations times three of Barack Hussein Obama. I just wanted to make sure you see this as well. This is the U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. Who said that? Who reported that? None other than Judicial Watch. Thank you for your faithfulness, Tom Fitton. And here is the terrorist that Donald Trump is entertaining in the People's White House, showing you on social media platforms as well. They sold him to you as Al-Qaeda, friends. They sold him to you as Al-Qaeda. Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharia, former ISIS and Al-Qaeda commander, arrives in the United States, set to be the first time a Syrian president visits the White House. Folks, they're all created. That's what they are. They're all created. They cast these into your mind, friends. They're always trying to get you warring back and forth and forth and back. Confused as all can be. Don't know where you're going. Don't know what you're doing. That's the purpose of the mainstream media, friends. That's the purpose. This is what I want to just show you. Both Jews and Muslims will come together under the religious banner to gain strength behind Noahide laws, calling Christianity idolatry. Trump being a Chabad Lubavitch Jew who will enact Noahide laws. Jewish Rabbi Moshe Indig endorses Mamdani. Folks, they have the same handlers. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact that Zohran Mamdani, everybody was afraid that the Muslim was going to win office. The people didn't vote him in. The media put him in there. They installed him. He said that he would not swear in on the U.S. Constitution. That's an act of treason. First of all, and folks, I can go first and second and third and fourth and fifth of all, he has no constitutional authority to run for any office or occupy any office in the United States of America. But as long as you don't know the difference and as long as you don't care, he's going to go and he's going to go for it. And that's what he's doing right now. So let's go back to Zohran Mamdani and when he called out the disgraced governor. And I want to read it to you really quick, okay? Zohran Mamdani identifies publicly, he says this of himself, a Muslim, and he calls himself a Democrat, unconstitutional, doesn't exist. He calls himself a socialist. He's also been described as a Marxist or a communist by his opponents. But I want to notice, and I want you to notice with me, if you will, the Muslim New York City mayoral candidate, Zohran Mamdani, who won the recent election, and how he takes time to call out the criminal conduct of former disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for the crimes committed against innocent women. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, okay? Mr. Cuomo said, Zohran Mamdani, in 2021, 13 different women who worked in your administration incredibly accused you of sexual harassment. Since then, you have spent more than $20 million in taxpayer funds to defend yourself, as all the while, he said, describing these allegations, as entirely political. Mamdani continued, you have even gone so far, speaking to Cuomo, as to legally go after these women. The Lord only knows how that works. One of those women, Charlotte Bennett, is here in the audience this evening, he said. You sought to access her private gynecological records. No joke. She cannot speak up for herself, says Zohran Mamdani, because you lodged a defamation case against her. He said, however, I can speak. What do you say to the 13 women that you have sexually harassed? This is, here, pay attention, this is what the people of New York put up with, okay? They sold Zohran Mamdani as a good guy to do the right thing. Well, inadvertently he did, because he's in the hand of God as a servant for judgment, just like Nebuchadnezzar was, okay? But what was Governor Andrew Cuomo's response? He said, if you want to be in government, then you have to be serious and mature. That's what the American people put up with. 13 women, somehow or another, again, only the Lord knows how, men come up with these. I'll tell you what, it reminds me of what Whitfield said, the great reformer, the great preacher of the day during the 1700s, the establishing period of this country. He said, men left to themselves without the grace of God are half devil and half beast. What sort of a, they call themselves judge, would say it's okay for you to legally go after a woman that you sexually assaulted? That's what you put up with, America. This is what you put up with. Did Cuomo take it serious? No, because he doesn't fear any consequence, because he knows the people aren't going to bring any consequences to him. They're not going to be the law. They're not going to enforce judgment upon his corrupt head, Isaiah 26, verse 9. No, that's why the Lord, if the church isn't going to obey, he's going to judge what the church didn't obey. It's just that simple. Zohran calls out the crimes of Cuomo, which New Yorkers, right, have failed to address in bringing him to justice. Read Jeremiah 5:28. You know, they're too busy, or they're not called to do that. I know. So what are we witnessing here? We're seeing a foreign-born candidate who means to govern, in a manner foreign to the American public, Article 4, Section 4, named Zohran Mamdani, calling out the crimes of the corrupt, which the church and state should have condemned in the courts of law long ago. But they didn't do that. This they should have done in obedience to the living God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But again, they didn't do that. Did the American people obey the Lord in condemning the crimes of Cuomo, or did they just look the other way? You all know the answer. Friends, you all know the answer to that question. They looked the other way, but I'm here to tell you that the Lord did not. Read Isaiah 59:14 when you get a moment. See, what the American people, this is what you need to get. What the American people do not seem to understand nor take heart to, at least not yet, is that these are the same Muslims that mean to conquer the people and this country. Again, don't ask me, just ask them. And it's exactly what's happening today. So in other words, the American people, like it or lump it, it doesn't matter. It's exactly what's going on today, is that the American people are being sold to their enemies on television. See, because you failed to deal with the corrupt, because you failed to keep the commandments of the Lord and to bring forth his judgments according to his statutes, to establish righteousness and peace, and defending them women and condemning the wicked, namely Kumo in this particular instance, the Lord said, okay, you don't want to do it? I'm going to point a ruler over you that hates you. He's going to be foreign to you, and he is going to be used to bring judgment upon you. Is that what's happening? It's exactly what's happening. These are the ones, by the way, Zoran Mamdani, they hate you. See, because they understand that you didn't hold their politicians accountable to the law neither when they committed crimes against their own countries. I'm free. I'm liberated to tell you the truth, friends, because it's the truth that makes men free. And anybody that's going to see it for what it is are going to come to the conclusion that what's being talked about here is exactly right. See, these are the ones that hate you. The ones that the Lord has now appointed to judge the rebellious in this country by foreigners. Read Leviticus 26, 14 through 18. And folks, anybody tells you outside of what I'm telling you right now, the only way that they're going to get you to believe it is by you stuffing your ears with your fingers and putting something over your eyes so you can't see or hear. It's exactly what's happening. So let me make clear. It's the Lord judging the rebellious and the disobedient in America that claim to be his children who have failed again to uphold his commandments by placing an enemy to rule over them who will be made the head, whereas those that are, namely the rebellious, are being judged will be made the tail. It's exactly where you're being put right now, Americans. If only the people would take heed and repent. That's up to them. I can't drag you over the top of the hill. It's my job to only show you the fruit and preach the gospel. And if you refuse to see it, then woe is you. Read Luke 13:34. Jesus said the same thing to the people that refused to hear his message. The Lord is a backwatcher. And if you don't want to listen to his warnings, this is what's coming your way. And it's right in front of your face. If you're not going to be ruled by the Lord, you're going to be ruled by your enemies. Oh, by the way, you're going to be ruled by your enemies who the Lord rules as well. And again, as I said earlier, it's called judgment, and so it is. So consider that the head and tail imagery is a metaphor for leadership and social status. Being the head signifies a position of power and dominance. That's where Zoran Mamdani is now at. Okay, and then what he did is he took off his Muslim mask, and then he showed you that he worked for the Zionists right after his victory, only to show you the same ones that are handling Zoran Mamdani are the same ones handling the person in the People's White House and the current administration. Anybody want to dispute that? 281-845-4704. They are now being made the head. You are now being made the tail. Okay? In this, as I started the show off earlier, is what's taking place all across the country. There's an insurgence going on. A case in point, someone had brought up what was going on with ICE today. And I said to this person that brought up ICE, I said concerning what they're doing, and they're in Minnesota now and they're taking out illegals. I said, well, they're selling it to the people as a good thing right now. But if you look at it constitutionally, ICE has no lawful standing. Well, it's a good thing what they're doing. It's a good thing, really. What about those other 87 agencies that the federal government has created and is also armed? Who do you think that they're being armed to go against and to leverage against, Americans? Do you think that they're going to go against the illegals that they're alluring into this country? Or do you think right now what they're doing after committing the act of treason, what they're doing is getting the people's eyes off the guilty party, namely the politicians, the governors, the mayor, the federal government that allured them in, off to now the illegals that are committing these crimes by using an illegal agency to go ahead and sweep away your sovereignty when in fact none of it is constitutional. If anybody knew what to do in a situation that we are now in, more so than our forefathers, I know not. But when I look at provision in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, when it comes to repeal invasion or to stop illegal invasion, right, or domestic insurrection, I think it's important for everybody to take the time. Will you still have the time to understand that what the federal government is doing through ICE with the excuse of the illegals is illegal in fact? Who's supposed to be called up? The militia are. Are the militia being called up right now? Absolutely not. The media is busy trying to demonize everybody through the use of demonization and pushing fear and oppression on the American people, not to stand up and see it for what it is. It's time, Americans, to take responsibility and to correct ourselves and repent. Love you by what we do. See ya.